Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. So today we're going to continue our conversation with Joyce Houston. Joyce has 35 years in the public health nutrition area. She's currently retired. And so she has time to spend with us today to talk about Michael Pollan's book, In Defense of Food, and Eater's Manifesto. We're going to talk more about how we eat. One of the things Michael talks about, you are what you eat eats too, which is kind of hard to say and kind of hard to wrap your mind around. But basically, it's the idea if you're eating a cow, you're eating whatever the cow ate as well. So if it ate grain, you're ingesting that. If it ate grass, you're ingesting that instead. Why is that important?
Because there are so many animals in particular in this day and age that are being raised on products that is not a natural food for them. And grain is the most common product that is talked about, in that beef, for example, is going to be finished off with corn products and grains. And that is not their natural food. And as a result, the type of food product that you end up with is different than what you have when they eat their natural foods, which is grass.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things he talks about in terms of being able to buy better foods or have better foods available to you is to buy a freezer if you can afford a freezer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Freezers are important to be able to store food.
Freezers aren't very expensive either.
Yeah. And so, you know, you can save money buying food in bulk, but it's also better to freeze food than to can food.
You know, that is true for some. That is not necessarily true for everything, because the nutritional value of canned and frozen foods are actually pretty close. And there are some canned foods that actually have higher nutritional value than their frozen alternate.
Okay, but any way that you can preserve food is probably
Absolutely.
Important, because you can know where your food is coming from and buy quality food that
Right.
you're then going to store.
And the thing that's really of importance there is, you know, you have to consider people who don't have a whole lot of money, and how are they going to be able to eat healthfully. And in his book, this is one thing that makes me a little uncomfortable, perhaps because I was in public health for so long, that he says, you know, that not everybody's going to be able to eat well, but those of us who can should. And that's true, but I think that it would really be good if we can help to give people information on how everybody can do that. And one way to do that is to have a small garden plot. And you don't have to be on a big piece of property to have your own small garden plot. You can have little containers that you grow lettuce and other greens in that will feed your family. And if you have, you know, a lot of it, then there's where your freezer comes in.
Uh-huh.
And you can keep some of that for the months where you don't have the products that you're growing.
I think that's a good point, too, because when you talk about organic foods and you talk about the cost of organic foods, when you're growing things yourself, you can know what you're putting into the soil, and you can
Absolutely.
Know what you're putting on the plant.
That's right.
And so it's an affordable way of having access to organic foods.
Yes, and then looking for specials, you know, on different foods, and being able to put that up and freeze or can.
And one of the things he says, too, is eat like an omnivore. I mean, we are omnivores, I think. And omnivores eat a lot of different things. And that's important because it helps with increasing the biodiversity that's out there available to us.
That's very true. And, you know, I've always kind of said the same thing. My philosophy for all these years in nutrition has been moderation, balance, and variety. And by using those three as a basis for what you are eating, you are an omnivore, and you are eating as much variety as is really possible. And then maybe one step further, you know, just to keep mm-hmm. that.
Keep pushing your food
yes,
edge there and
yes.
seeing what else is out there that you may have never tried.
You may never have tried. Or even if you had something as a child and you thought, yuck, you know, as an adult, everybody has to remember that tastes change on a daily basis. And certainly something that didn't taste good to you as a child may taste fantastic as an adult if you prepare it in a tasty way.
That's definitely been true for me. I know that there are things as a child I never would have touched. And I remind children of that now. I say, you don't like this now, but try it again in 10 years, you know, or 5 years or whatever. But
try it again. Another way to say it is when you get to be a big kid, you know, then you might like it.
You are good.
Because how many children don't want to be a big kid?
So some of the other things that Michael talks about is eating more like the French, the Italians, the Japanese, or the Greeks. I think one of the things in our culture that we have is we have an abundance of so many things that we forget how to pair things together or what quantity is enough. You know, I think the French, you know, they say, you know, the French eat croissants. Well, they might just eat a croissant for breakfast. Well, we have a croissant with our eggs and bacon and orange juice and whatever, milk, and it becomes this huge thing with all these calories.
I think that he has an excellent point there, but his point goes to also the culture that each of these groups have around food. And what has become the American culture around food? Sadly, for a lot of people, the culture is the fast food culture, and that's no culture at all. I mean, that's anti-culture as far as I'm concerned. And so the cultures that these other groups have, you know, they have the special ways of preparing foods. They eat together as family, which is of primary importance. And they teach their children about food from the very beginning. And if all we're teaching our children about is how quick we can eat and get it down by going to a fast food place, we aren't teaching them anything that's going to be of any benefit to them.
And he even says, you know, do all of your eating at a table.
Yes.
Try not to eat alone.
At a desk or an office desk. Or
standing over the sink.
Yeah, or the coffee table. Or those are not what he means.
Right. And eat slowly and eat real meals. You know, one of the things that I find interesting is years ago, you know, we were told, don't eat three big meals, eat five small meals a day. I think what we did then was we ate five large meals a day.
They have grown. Yeah.
These little snacks that we were supposed to have, maybe an apple was supposed to be the thing. Now it's maybe a sandwich in between meals
Yeah.
or something like that.
Yeah.
So eat those real meals and sit down and eat them at a table.
And at least one of them should be with your family. And as often as possible, eat with other people because that will slow you down also.
Well, I've had a great time slowing down with you today, Joyce Houston, and talking about Michael Pollan's book, In Defense of Food, An Eater's Manifesto. Thank you so much for joining me.
It's been great fun.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, do I?
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call our listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU and KHSR for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.